Yeah, thanks, Kenny. The crew's still in service here at the Old Further Loom factory just outside Bonkrana. Well, three stages remaining of the 2015 Donegal Harvest Stages Rally. The leading car of Declan and Brian Boyd will be back on the Stage 7, which was the first stage in both loops so far. Stage 7 starts round about 20 to 4. 15:39 is when the first car is due there. That is on the Newton Hill stage on the far side of Bonkrana. That will start the final loop. And the boys from Letchermica Ward and the Ford Fiesta WRC have a big advantage with three to go. They lead by a minute and 12 seconds from the Skoda Fabia of Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea. The boys inherited the lead in stage four after the fastest man of the day up until then, Patter Hurston, had to withdraw from the event due to a clutch problem with the car. Huge disappointment for the County Down driver, but I suppose his disappointment and his bad luck favoured the boys as they took the lead, and really it's just a case of them coasting that WRC Fiesta home now over at the final loop, but that's a lot more difficult than you may think. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea, who have had a fantastic year in the Tarmac Championship Series where they won Class 5. Guinea, of course, the overall driver of the year, and McGonigal finishing second overall driver, with Guinea rather co-driver, and they're looking to wrap up their year with a strong finish here on their home event. Joseph, of course, from the McGonigal family down there in Muff, not too far from his home patch. He has a six-second advantage over Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan, who dropped time in that last loop in the Mark II Escort. McPhillips and Sheridan, of course, former winners off the Harvest Rally, and expect a big battle between second and third. McGonigal, McPhillips to come in the next three. Wesley Patterson and Letterkenny's Johnny Bird are hovering nicely in fourth position overall and leading Class 14. They're just under 6 seconds drift off McPhillips. Daniel McKenna and Gordon Noble have had some strong times in the GT86 Toyota. They're fifth overall, and they currently sit 14 seconds adrift of Patterson. Brian Brogan and Damien McGinnigan, who have the second fastest time overall on special stage 6, the only car to beat them was the boys, Fiesta. They're going well in 6th position overall, just 0.4 of a second behind McKenna. Damien Gallagher and Brendan McElhinney have put in some very strong times as well on their Mark II Escort. 7th overall, 7 seconds adrift of Brogan. Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath lead Group N. They're 8th overall and have a 14-second advantage over the 9th place crew from Monaghan, Shane McGuire and Paul McLaughlin, who are 2nd in Group N and 14.7 seconds adrift. While the top 10 is made up by another Mitsubishi, Michael Carbon and Emmett McCooey, leading Class 20 and to 10th overall. The rest of the top 15, well, Paul Purtle in a Ford Escort, leading Class 13, is 11th. Trevor Buster is 3rd in Group N, himself and John McCaffrey in the Mitsubishi are 12th. Brendan McDade and Paul Gallagher, they are in 13th position overall. Gary Kearns and Justin Coyle in the Mitsubishi are 14th. And then Stephen McCann and Damien Fleming in the Mitsubishi sit in a 15th position. Outside of that, some of the crews still going well inside the top 25 include Columbahina at 17th. John Ward is at 16th. Seamus Higgerty, 18th. Gary Cairn, 19th. Patrick McHugh, 20th. Camilla Spradley, 21. Damien Turner, 22. Andrew McLuhan at 23. Adrian Henrington, 24. And Damien Turish, unfortunately, lost a lot of time in Stage 5, dropping way down the leaderboard, then into 25th position overall. The Junior Rally is also taking place this afternoon, and they've completed one stage, which was their first stage of the day. It was the start of the second loop, Stage 4. And just like at the front of the field, there's another Boyle leading the Junior Rally. In his first event, driving a Class 16 Honda Civic, Michael Boyle, son of Declan, is leading the Junior Rally. Dermot McCafferty from Donegal Town on board, and they were the fastest in the juniors by 23 seconds, with Martin Swinburne and Gretchen Fagan second, Kevin Cole and Matthew Kerwin third, David Kelly and James Conwell fourth, and the top five in the juniors wrapped up by Rory McCafferty and Eamon Conway. As for the historics, the top three is Seamus Hearn and Jerry McVeigh in the Mark II Escort, leading Class 18. First overall in the historics, Ian McCarthy and Anthony Scanlon in an Austin Money are second, with Malcolm Pedlow and Ivor Ferguson sitting in third position. That was after the opening stage in the historics. But back to that battle at the front of the field with three stages to go. Brian and Declan Boyle are three stages away from making it back-to-back Harvest titles. They lead by a minute and 12. Joseph McGonigal and Gary McPhillips are going to have a big battle for second. Just 6 seconds are separating them. And should any of the front three falter, Wesley Patterson, Daniel McKenna and Brian Brogan are all hovering very close at hand in fourth right through to sixth position. We'll be back shortly, of course, Kenny, with another update from the 2015 Donegal Harvest Stages Rally.
Ireland's only four-star karting centre, Campsie Karting Derry, sponsors of Highland Radio's coverage of the 2015 Donegal Harvest Stages Rally.